What is a talk show?
Hello and welcome to
what is a
talk show and podcast. My
Who
name is C4. Along beside me, as always, I have Sarah Vike to my right.
Hi.
Kitty Corder to me, I have the Great Grease Goblin. And below me, I have Insaniac. And hello and welcome.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
How is everyone today?
I mean, it's not bad, so.
Not a bad
just generally
day.
Sleepy, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine. I had like a 6-day work week, so I've also been super tired.
That sucks.
It's the first time I've worked 5 days straight in a long time.
I got a long weekend coming ahead of me.
Lucky you.
So to speak.
Oh, look at me. I'm Insaniac.
I have a week off.
Hey, at least you get 2 days off. I have to go back to work tomorrow. I don't even get 2 days off.
Next week, I work Monday to Wednesday, have Thursday off, and work Friday. It's very odd.
The kids are
not gonna like it.
We all got the shitty work schedules.
Not you. It's just because of that new holiday.
What?
Next
what
Thursday
holiday?
Is Reconciliation Day.
No, it's National Day of Truth and Reconciliation.
Same thing.
Is that
that
is,
holiday?
This
yeah.
What day
next
is that?
Thursday?
Yeah, the September 30th.
Yep.
Huh.
That might pay
it was just created this year. Yeah, just a couple.
Oh,
months
ago. I wonder why. I'm pretty sure there's a good reason why. Anyway, hello and welcome. Today we are talking. As you can see, I can see, but my co-hosts can't see, but they do know what the topic is today.
I can see it.
The topic today is collectively wrong, or otherwise known as the Mandela effect. We've talked about it a few times on the show, just indirectly. But
some interesting theories that might throw off your name for that topic.
We've never actually delved into what that is and what it means to us. And yeah, so it was actually Sarah's idea to talk about it.
I feel like that topic at the top there is very much how you feel about it.
Well, that's what it means, is when people are collectively wrong, right?
Exactly.
Or collectively right.
Is that what it means, John?
So possible, yeah.
That's exactly like that when you boil down the meaning. The Mandela effect is everyone remembering something this way, but it doesn't actually happen that way. I mean,
there's some theories about that.
Yeah, there are. It's fascinating, really.
There are some crazy...
See, you've chosen your theory already.
Remember the movie Shazam?
There are some crazy conspiracy theories that I found.
Oh, is that what they are?
You remember the movie Shazam?
They're crazy conspiracy theories. But they're not really grounded in science in any facet or any way.
Neither are you, though.
Yeah, they're really not.
And,
yeah, neither are a lot of things.
I knew we're going to end up talking about these crazy, stupid theories.
Stupid theories now, huh? Making a stand.
Just so everyone knows out there, I have the actual direct definition of the Mandela effect and what it is.
Just so
everyone's caught up. No, what it's named after is a school teacher. Maybe not a school teacher. A woman in the 1980s. She remembers, along with a bunch of other people, being taught that Nelson Mandela had died in the 1980s, and there was a whole funeral and a procession and all this. But in reality,
first recorded Mandela effect.
But it never happened. Such it was named after him. He died actually in 2017 or 2007.
Yeah, he died a few years ago.
Yeah, he just died recently. But the idea is that this is a collective memory, and everyone has this memory. Another super famous one is Star Wars.
Luke line.
He does not say, "Luke, I am your father." He says, "No, I am your father."
I'd like to throw, before we get too big into theories into possibilities, I want to throw a theory into your wrench that actually is slightly plausible. Because of the way that's slightly processed, because I got
slightly
want to keep on that topic for
slightly plausible,
slightly So in the way of, I believe around that time, certain agencies were studying the relevancy of time travel, potentially.
What I think, time period are you talking about here? You just said
it was around the time that John was talking about. I don't remember exact year. Yeah, something like that. It was being studied and it was being looked into. And one of the theories is that because when you observe something, you create a new state in the way of physics. There's three states: the I think it's the neutral, the positive, and then there's the negative state. Neutral is usually considered the observer state, essentially. And once something is observed, it takes on a certain pattern, as opposed to when it's not, it usually acts as a base kind of line. So the theory is that once the idea of time and being able to move through it was observed, it then created essentially a convergent of possible theories timelines. And so you have people that have remembered things proximately because they might have had those possible memories growing up. But now that's not the case because of the convergence of when people viewed time and created essentially an observed timeline, essentially, from where they are now to where it was before. But that's a theory. Not 100%. Like, that's just something that I've looked into and I've heard. I've heard a number of different ones, but that's the one that seems one of the crazy ones that has a little ground to it. Still crazy, but...
All right, there is a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
Okay. So starting from the beginning, just try to. I'm sorry, you kind of lost me like halfway through. Could you dumb that down in so many words?
Are you saying that because people studied time, we cemented time in place, so now people can't move through it the same way? That's kind of what I got from that.
In a sense, because time is technically all states. The past is happening the same time as the present and the future. It's just happening in a different time of its own.
Isn't that
if
what
you perceive it that future, way? Though? But no,
that's what the physicist is going
to. The most prevalent theory about what time is time doesn't exist until it happens. But once it's happened, it's set in stone. That's why.
That's what I mean. It's essentially that's we're kind of saying the same thing. It's because
it's like
it's it's theoretically all possibilities until it happens.
What do they call it? It's like
the butterfly effect. More or less.
No, they call it. It's like the cascading water effect. Like you have a piece of dry stone, and imagine time is like just you take a bucket of water and you cascade it down. The part in front that isn't wet is part that isn't written. But as you move down, it writes time, it gets wet. But you can move faster. Like you can take a droplet of water and move it all the way down the rock faster than the rest of the rock. But in order to move everything back, you would have to literally grab all the water from all across the rock and pull it all the way back up in its entire trail. And one is harder than the other. And
travel is a whole big theory in itself.
But that's why the idea is like the only way you could move backwards in time, or the only way that time travel would work, move backwards because the past is so sediment, would be you would have to do the loop theory that they do in Futurama. But I don't understand what's this got to do with being collectively wrong. I thought you were going to go with the theory that collective wrong memory is multiple universes, and like everyone is in one of the multiverses. Nelson Mandela died in 1980, and then the reason people remember things differently is because in different multiverses they happen, and so people get glimpses into
the way that I'm kind of seeing it more is because I see it more in the way that the Avengers kind of explain time, where many different times are kind of happening at the same time, but they're not convergent until certain things happen to trigger that, right?
That's the... You mean...
That's the way I kind of see
it. You mean just the ever-branching theory of time?
In a sense, but there's more to it. I just mean the way that there's like a timeline, and it's because it explained a bit more in Loki, I guess.
You think there's a main timeline?
No, I don't. No, I don't. What I'm saying, it goes back to that. It's Marvel going back to that absurd state is what I'm saying. Is that time was ever open to all possibilities in a sense, and it's all acting at one state. It's present and past and future all act in the same state.
I just don't understand what's this got to do with being everyone remembering something differently.
Because they're not remembering it differently. They experienced it differently. And then once that time got observed, all these collectives got pushed into the same time space, essentially.
How?
Are you just arguing?
Because it was observed.
Wait.
It sounds to me like
You mentioned Loki, it sounds to me like you're legitimately
talking about the TVA like pruning timelines and getting rid of
Hold on, hold on. No, Sarah, I got it. Not even close. I finally understand what the fuck he's talking about. It's like Schrodinger's cat on crack. As long as it's not observed or time hasn't happened, there is no set answer. But once it's theoretically been observed, even if it's in different states and times, like the people seeing like the Polybius machine in some arcades, but some people don't see it. Like, it's not that it didn't exist. The idea is that his idea is that once it's observed, it creates a state of matter, and then it then becomes part of that reality. My question to you then is, if that was possible, then how do these things fade out? How is it these people that have observed the actual funeral of Nelson Mandela do not exist in that universe if that was what they observed? By your exact theory, as soon as they observe it, they would cement their place in that universe where that actually happened.
And it's because perhaps in that series of events, time travel wasn't exactly observed. And where this time did, it then created that point where essentially many came to one. It was observed across other states, not just one state, and created one
time.
What's
this got to do with time travel?
It's not to do with time travel. It's people remembering things from a different, essentially, realm of existence, and then having that dimension converge into the same one as other times exist in the same state.
So you are talking about
it's based on physics
in different universes. Then
it's multidimensional theory, but coexisting with the observance of time travel, essentially.
No, that doesn't.
I'm still lost.
I'm following. That's the worst part. Is I'm confused because I'm following because I understand what you're saying, but you're talking in loops. Like, if what you're saying is like goes back to my point. If you're talking about the observable universe, as soon as it's observed, it becomes sedimentary. That's the whole point. Yeah. So once you observe something, once it is sediment in your mind, you become a part of that narrative. So you're telling, but then, okay, let's entertain your thought.
So
entertaining your thought, and let's say these people do experience that, but then how could they leave that universe? Because then they've obviously made the drift over to ours. So at what point did they make that drift? Because how would they remember something collectively different? God, this is so much different than I thought this conversation would go.
I know what you mean. See, and it's the idea is because they have their past, right? Their past they remember clearly. And when time was observed at that certain time, the people that have still experienced that past will remember past the way they experienced it.
And no, I get it. You're talking about what you know, to use Marvel's idea, a nexus event or we'll say a sedimentary point in time. You're talking about a point in time where there's a decision made, where there's a split in the different universes, but the same
essentially,
time.
But this one, it's you're the telling opposite. Me it didn't split. It came together. This is what this decision has
been. Yeah, again, it's like where this is the split. This is where they nebula together. But at the same time, once you observe something. Because I get that. I'm not against you on this. I'm just saying.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Once you observe it, why wouldn't you stay in that universe you just observed?
Yeah.
What would drag you away?
Technically, we are. That universe has become one and the same.
But why and
that's
how?
That's the theory.
But it.
Why and how and how often?
Yeah. And my first
act of observation, that creates a new state of being, essentially in the physical.
But we have a whole list of different things that we know not to be true, that people remember differently. So if this keeps happening to what you say, eventually the actual physical reality around us will warp. And there would
be. And I don't see it as a like a going in and out. I see it as it happened once, and then it's out now, and it was a single point.
But obviously, we're still in that single time. Because there are examples of this happening more recently.
Yeah,
like
the most recent one I can think of is in 2011.
I haven't recent ones.
The Transformers.
It's movie. A more recent timeline or something. Then perhaps it is. Maybe it is something that is going like that. I thought it was. I was picturing it as a single event, and it was definitely from that event prior. Other people had been remembering things differently. That's what I had. That's what I had learned about it. I'm not saying that's what it is. I just, a bit of information here.
I get you. It's just I was so confused.
Yeah.
And it's a big theory, and I understand.
All of a sudden, you and just dive into multiverse theory. Schrodinger's cat.
Well, and it's a state of physics and quantum theory, essentially. So it's a lot to really process it.
I mean, yeah, that's the point of quantum theory, is there's so much that's possible until we prove it's impossible. That's like we know.
But like, even in that case, some universes, it's possible for the impossible to be possible.
Here's something fun to chomp on. We know there's only 11 different dimensions. And by that, I don't mean like multiverses. I mean in terms of dimensions of states of being. We know there's only 11. And that's because math proves it. By using math, we're able to prove there's only 11 different dimensions. So we know there's no more. So we live in the third dimension, but we know there's a whole nother set, 8 after us.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a series. Yeah.
Which is funny.
It could be that multiversal purpose. Like I'm not sure so full on the potential aspects. It's just the theory of the viewing of essentially of time travel essentially made it so.
But where did you hear all this?
Happen at the same time. Just from viewing stuff online, Reddit, and
see, Google, that's,
and different. It's a theory, like I said. I don't have 100% stake in it.
So dangerous.
Made one that's, here's, that's here's I put my thing. Life on.
I just wanted to point this out. So Grease Goblin, you got lost in what we were talking about. If I didn't sit here and actually fight back and listen to Andrew and know what I was talking about, would you have thought that Andrew knew what he was talking about? Would you?
Not at all.
No, but if you were just some random bystander,
it takes a bit to explain it. And like you said, if I don't always explain things as well as you can articulate
it's
it.
It's not about that. It's the level of in depth of these theories that people go into.
Yeah.
But when you have like, I'm not saying I'm a physicist or anything, but I took enough of philosophy. That when you start talking about different theories and different multiverses and I start listening, I'm like, wait a second. Because physics isn't philosophy. That's something a lot of people seem to mess up.
No, it's not
the same. So when people bring in like people like to talk about Schrodinger's cat, and sure, that's not philosophy though. That's a quantum physics probability.
Yeah, that's a scientific test.
That's not the idea like, oh, it's there or not. No, that's an actual like
proposition. I use a lot of basic science experiments to kind of try to explain some of my stuff. It's hard to kind of
pick
up. It's how basic? Well, because the two slit experiment for lights,
the way it establishes how atoms travel. Sorry, I just wanted to point out the whole time Sir Vike has been like knitting. While we're talking, sewing.
I'm not knitting. I'm sewing. Big difference. I'm making a dress. It's almost done.
Oh, that's so pretty.
Thank you. Nice. I think so.
All right, please continue. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I actually almost forgot what we were talking about.
how collectively wrong you always are.
See, it's just remembering it differently. That's what it is. the two light experiment, essentially, it talks about how atoms can essentially be in all directions at the same time, instead of just one or the other, like positive or neutral.
No, the two light experiment. Yes. When you have two lights, what do you mean by the two light experience? Hold on.
So the base setup for the light experiment is essentially when you block off one light, one hole, the light travels through the other. And when you block off another hole, the light travels through the other hole, right?
Yes.
But the idea is when you don't block off either, the light travels through all holes. It doesn't just go through one, right?
Yes. But that means because it
travels in all directions.
Well, no, it travels in all directions away from the source because it's both a particle and a wave. It also moves. Light also moves around corners, right? Even in a vacuum, it reflects around corners just because of the way a photon behaves. But I don't understand what's this concept.
For a time, the idea is that the belief was that it was only one side or the other. It wasn't belief that it could travel in all directions on an atomical scale.
Yes, and then they realized that light is both a particle and a wave, and so therefore
in like the 1800s. But you're right. Like before that, you're right. So I'm still waiting.
I'm just lost on perhaps on what I had in mind because sometimes I get certain thoughts confused.
There's the experiment recently
with quantum theory. They had discovered something more about it. I don't quite remember all of it at the top of my head. And then I looked a lot of this stuff up quite some time ago. But
so you're okay. Just to break this down, so your position on the Mandela effect or collectively remembering something wrong is a quantum incongruity in our collective consciousness that somehow either reacting.
I didn't say that's exactly
reflecting.
What I
no,
believe,
no,
I just
no,
say
no.
That's
but
a theory.
This is the theory you're taking. Okay, then the theory is that that we are reflecting or somehow absorbing the other collective, we'll say psychic consciousness of another entire society of humanity that's living in a parallel multiverse. And so some people are affected by this because reality is warped in that moment. In that brief moment, the two universes collide or somehow move back together, that they somehow create the paradigm shift in which things like this happened. This is what
that's what I was trying to explain. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's a lot more technical. Yes.
In a way I agree. I agree.
The thought process of how to explain it.
But now that I've heard your whole thing, I can break it down.
Yeah.
But that was that is definitely one way to come out of the gates. I won't lie. That's one theory. Right. That's one way to
and you like you said you know all the crazy theories you've heard them once, so I wanted to kind of set the stage of a weird one that's out there
for the none of the theories I have are that crazy. That was putting your flag on the mountain, sir, and saying I stand alone. Holy,
I've heard that one out there before. Yeah,
where's Panther when you need him?
Right.
Exactly.
I'm sure he'd have lots to say on the topic.
Gotta dive off the deep end once in a while, guys.
Shout out to Panther out there if you haven't seen the Aliens Are Real episode.
Deep Theories with Insaniac.
Wow. Yeah, Deep Theories with Insaniac. Anyway, I was gonna say I just think it's because I always found, because I took English and philosophy and political science, and in my 7 years of university, that I always found that people remembered things wrong.
Yeah.
Because it fits their narrative. People have always been against, I guess, opposing facts. So a good one that I always thought of right away is I always ask people, especially Americans, or people that always harp on the Republican Party in America. I always ask them, like, well, I mean, now it's more prevalent, like now it's spread out more, but I remember for a while, a lot of people believed that Abraham Lincoln was a Democrat and that the Democrats were in the North and the Republicans were in the South. And I have to remind them that no, Abraham Lincoln was a Republican leader, and all those Democrats and all those wonderful blue Tories that always, you know, reach out and tell you that they're so awesome and, you know, up to date. They are hoping that you don't dig into their past because they were the slave owners.
Yeah.
Yep.
And just to put on the date, I do totally believe the whole collectively wrong thing. I totally think that everything is like a series of many misremembered situations that everyone just seems to blow out of proportion.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The obligatory. I'm not crazy. I just I just know the in depth. Well, no,
because there's ones that I believe and I understand the twists why. Because and turns like of this like one say crazy. Like say the Star Wars one with no, I am your father. A lot of people in the way of reading English would probably read it easier as the name first because of who is identifying saying the phrase, right? Who it's to.
I'm sorry.
So you're reading it easier in your mind, and it makes it easier to understand. And then as a kid, or people who heard it younger, and there's lots of times where people want to hear what they think they want to hear. Like I love how
your name is Insaniac, but you're trying to convince us that you're not crazy.
Aren't you the one that fights both sides,
Mr.
Devil's Advocate?
I definitely like, because it's fun. I mean,
but it's true though.
Sometimes.
I'm willing to put out the weirdness, but
that's in an argument. That's when I get into an argument and people.
I do it with debates.
That's different, though. No, I disagree.
I do it with debates. It's more. I find it more educational to see both sides to form a more rounded opinion.
Well. Yeah, but that's not got to.
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
so, I guess I agree totally, with you.
Well, now I forgot my point. Thank you. Like, well, I forgot what happened to me earlier. Your long-winded apology.
I completely lost what we were talking about with Sarah and her knitting.
Yeah. I'm not knitting. Big difference.
So, exactly. See,
we.
But
someone's paying.
We are the talk show of off topics.
Before you mentioned earlier that I was really excited about this topic, and that's true. Do you want to know why?
Everyone remembers things wrong all the time around you, and you have an impeccable memory, so you constantly correct people.